Hi, welcome to this week's episode. I'm Evan. I feel like people who scream on roller coasters should not be on roller coasters. And I'm joined by Anna.
I feel like no matter how many times you describe like the difference between BC and AD in terms of like years and stuff, I will never understand it.
And Dan.
I feel like some fire alarms are too loud. Don't
Aren't they
worry,
all
everyone.
too loud?
Don't
Like
worry,
what?
we will be talking about Taylor, but we'll start with the fire alarm thing.
Like, I feel like some are just louder than others when they don't need to be.
I would
Past a
agree.
certain decibel of noise, people can hear
I would agree.
it. Like,
Do you think
don't
it's just
know.
our mind
Too
like
loud.
tricking us though that they're different volumes?
It's
Well,
probably not the volume. Maybe it's the frequency. I don't know.
or like, you happen to be closer today to the fire alarm, whereas in the past you were further away.
Sure, that. But also, like, sometimes, like, the tone is just more, like, shrill or
Sure.
harsh. Like, sometimes
That's what
it's
it
actually, like,
feels
alarm.
like.
Other
I
time,
agree
it's,
with
like, a
you.
chime type thing. Like,
Well,
I don't know. Like, some fire alarms need to work on themselves. Some are too loud.
but it's like you know why they're loud. Like, I get it.
Yeah, but it's, like, I just feel like past a certain level of noise frequency, whatever, everyone who can hear it.
But I'm sure they
Like,
did like
you
a
don't need to get
study to
louder.
choose that volume. You know what I mean?
I just feel like there's so much variation, though, that it's not consistent.
But that's where I feel like
There's
the
that
variation is
much
in your head.
variation. Like, I don't think they've got all these different versions of fire alarms.
I doubt there's that many companies making different fire alarms out there.
Is there a monopoly on fire
I don't
alarms?
know. I'd have to imagine. I don't know.
Who knows? I'm confused what's confusing about BC versus AD.
I just don't get it. Like this has this I feel like transpired because I do the New York Times game flashback. I don't know if you do that one or not.
Nope.
I don't do
But
flashback. That's on the New York Times games list.
it is one. I don't know if I don't know if you just look up New York Times flashback, the game comes up and they do it every Monday. Like every week they do a new one.
Do you know what it is, Dan? I don't even know
But
what it is.
I'm gonna
No.
explain what it
Oh, well,
is.
it sounds like it's not a daily thing, so it wouldn't be in that one page that everyone goes to, though.
But anyway, what you do is like you basically have to place like historical events in chronological order, and it gives you one event to start, and then you just have to pick like just go before or after, and then it, you know, as it adds more, you just have to fill in the timeline. And they usually do like a wide variety of stuff. Like one event will be like, oh, the man with the first man landed on the moon, and then the other one will be like Genghis Khan was born. And it's like, yeah, those are really different, but I don't know, it just comes up with like, I don't know, like the BCE AD, I don't really get, because isn't this the 21st century? I don't even get that. It's 2024. How is that the 21st century?
Because what was it from 0 to 99?
It just doesn't make
The
sense to
first
me. It
century. Doesn't make
doesn't.
sense though. Like, come on. Like, come on. I agree, Anna. Like, come
Okay.
on, Dan. But you understand, right?
Sure, but like this isn't like when you think about it for a second though, it's like, oh, that
No, I
like
understand
right
why
now
it's
I'm
that way.
24 years old, but this is my 25th year of living.
Huh?
Because your birthday is once you've finished that age.
Is it your birthday when you start a new age? What are you
No, because
talking
what were
about?
you from 0 to 12 months old? You weren't one yet, but you were in your first year of
I
life.
would say I don't really count that as a year of life, though.
But that goes
Yeah,
against the that goes
but it's like when
against your
you,
21st
no, I'm saying,
century thing, though.
no, because I'm saying like right now we're in the 21st century because the first one, how many years is the century? 100 years were the first century, even though it wasn't year 100 yet.
Yeah, and I'm saying I wasn't one until I reached one. I don't say I'm going on two. I say I'm 1 year old. So when we're in the 0 to 99, like I get it, we're in the first century, but we haven't reached the first century yet. Like I get it, but that wasn't a good example, Dan, because that's the opposite. That's literally the opposite.
Well, and I
You see what
also
I'm saying,
don't
right?
understand
Yeah,
how
I wasn't
like
saying it was the same. I was just saying in general, like there's just different ways we count things. It's not all the
Yeah,
same.
well, okay. Well, the century way is stupid and annoying because when you say the 21st
Okay.
century, I'm gonna, or the 19th century, I'm gonna think about the 1900s. Like,
That, yeah,
do you
that's what
blame
I, because
me?
isn't the 19th century the 1800s? Like,
Yes, and
isn't
that's
that what it is?
stupid. That's stupid. I
Yeah,
agree.
that always confuses me. And I also don't get how, like, with the BCE and the AD and all that stuff, isn't it like the numbering is backwards? Like, the lower the number, the farther back in time it is, or
Yeah.
something like
Yeah,
that.
think about it like negative numbers versus positive
It
numbers,
just
and then like
doesn't make
zero is the
sense.
middle.
What,
That one I
like,
also
okay,
agree
and
in it.
also confused because I don't know, like, wait, what does, like, isn't BC mean like before Christ or something? Isn't that what that means?
Yeah.
But I don't get it. I thought, like, that, like, they say nothing existed before, like, I don't know. When they say before Christ, do they mean like before God? I don't know
No,
what
before
exactly
G
that
before
means.
Jesus.
I was gonna say, like, don't
Yeah.
they say God created everything? So
Yeah. So
how
it's
is
like
there a time
the
before
Old
that?
Testament is BC, the New Testament is AD.
But what about, wait, what about BC?
Oh my
So wait, like
No, you
the
know how
first
in the
day
Bible
ever.
like there was Jesus and then he like died or whatever? That's when the world starts. Not the world starts, but that's when we
Well, no,
started counting
it was
years, I
when he was
guess.
born, not when he died, I thought.
Okay, whatever. Who gives? Jesus or
Yeah.
God?
Jesus, God wasn't
Jesus.
born.
Yeah.
So, like, the first ever, like, historical event recorded was after God. Like,
First ever
Yeah.
historical
Because
event
in the
was.
context of Christianity, nothing happened before God created the universe.
So, we're basing our
Yes. Yes, Hannah.
chronological dates on
Yes.
Christianity?
Yes. Yes. Or whatever, because at that time it wasn't even called Christianity. It was called
Yeah.
something else. So,
But
like,
by the time I think the Romans made their Gregorian calendar, or I guess
sure.
the Greeks made
The
the
what
Gregorian
calendar?
calendar. Gregorian
I've
calendar, which is
never
what
heard
we
that word in
follow.
my
Yes, you
life.
have. I'm sure you have, Anna. Yeah.
I don't get it
I mean, I
nonetheless.
also think it's stupid that it's like based around religion, but at the same time, it's like, well, I guess we needed a start date. And I would hate to say like 2,000,101 or some
Yeah.
longer
Because if we're
number. So
doing in
it's like,
terms of
okay,
how long the universe
whatever.
has been around, it would be far too
Yeah. So
long.
like 2,000, yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, if
Maybe
you
we could
haven't,
some other
you
religious
should check
figure if we really have a
out.
problem. I don't really care, but
Yeah. You should
let's
check
keep
out
it
the
small.
flashback game. I enjoy it.
I agree with your 19th century thing. I feel like I'm not hearing enough people complain about that though, Anna. Like, why have we not updated that yet? The zero century. I don't know. Like, come on, like we can't come up with
Updated
something else.
I think at this point it's just like the whole thing with the metric system. Like in the US, they're not going to change that just because they've done it for too long.
What we need to change is citations. Okay, I get it. Metric versus whatever. Can we have
Like
one?
APA versus
Yes.
MLA versus
Why are there
okay.
different ones? Let's just have one. Let's
I mean,
standardize that. And
really,
you're
how would we
scholars. Come on, like.
decide? Like, why can't we just say, like, I use this reference material, like have a page, reference
So true.
material,
Yes.
like
Have I not brought this up before?
Biology 101 by
Yes.
Evan. Like, why
It
do
doesn't have
we
to be that
need
complicated, yeah.
all
But
that?
that's what it is. That's what a
No, no.
bibliography is.
Yeah,
But
but
I'm
that
confused. There's so many rules to
formatting.
it where italicize this, comma this. Like, you're
Well,
making it more
in this
confusing.
day and age, though, are you still doing any of that, or are you just putting it into a program to do it for you?
I'm not
Just the
putting in a
fact that it
program.
can't just be written
Why
in
are
a
you writing
list
your own
format.
reference? Because the programs always get it wrong.
That's just what your teacher wants, but in general, I thought the computer's not wrong, the person's wrong.
No,
Well.
but then there wouldn't even be a need for those websites if you
If we
could
simplified
just
it.
say, like, I read Dan's book called XYZ.
Yeah. I will say, I think I did agree with you, but now being more in the academic world, too many things are called the same thing to
Of
do that.
course he'd say that.
But
Like, I can't just
how are
say
they
I'm citing
differentiating it
this
then in the citation?
because then they're adding all the like publisher information, date, pages, like all that stuff.
Okay, well, you can still do that in your citation, but
But
without
then
some.
that goes against what Anna's saying, where she just wants to name the thing.
I want to keep it simpler in terms of the grammar.
You just want one thing and not all the
Why
different ones,
can't we
right?
just copy and paste a link? like in the digital age now. Let's just do a copy paste.
What if it's a physical
period.
Book?
There's period. Probably an online version of it.
Okay.
What did Evan say?
I
don't remember.
It's about how when you go on a roller coaster and there's the annoying Joe behind you screaming his head off, and it's like, shut up, I'm trying to enjoy the ride
or
right
the people
now.
Who like they scream and their arms are off and stuff. It's like,
well, no,
cut that.
You know, I want to put my arms up too.
I was
like
say, Evan's an arm putter upper.
But those
so.
People who like scream and
scream,
make a big
yes.
deal when their arms are
like,
up, they make cause a spectacle.
It's like, you chose to be on this ride. Are you genuinely scared or are you just annoyed? And it's like, if you're scared, get off the freaking ride. It's not even something to be scared about. And if you're just annoying, then get out of here.
I'm not a roller coaster rider, so I can't really comment.
Have you been on a roller coaster recently that this has happened? Or?
No, but I can't say there's ever been a roller coaster where there wasn't something.
Evan. But it's like, what brought this? Were you just thinking of things?
I must have written it down a while ago.
I don't know, his are always kind of random.
But do you disagree?
No, I guess.
Okay, thank you. This is a PSA for those that find it enjoyable to scream. We don't like it when you scream.
You are not welcome.
Yes, you are clouding the experience of others. Mm-hmm.
They should have separate lines. Like, if you want to scream, you'll be in this car with all the screamers. If you don't, then you can be in the quiet car. Like, on
there's
trains.
Only one time to scream, and that's in tunnels.
Tunnels?
Because that's like
on a roller coaster or just in
that's
the
like
car?
The norm. That's the joke. Like, you're in a dark tunnel, you can't see anything. Like, that's when you scream. Like, that's
so on
that's
when
like
you're on a
agreed
roller
upon
coaster
joke time.
Or when you're in the car.
No, like, whatever amusement park ride has a dark tunnel where you
okay
cannot
so it's
see.
In a ride,
okay.
But you're not
yeah,
talking
okay.
About oh, we're in the car and you go in a tunnel in the car.
Oh, no, I'm talking amusement park, so that's like that's the only point to scream. I said what I said and I'm glad I said it. Now we can talk about Taylor Swift.
Did Anna even listen?
I know, that's
to
what
it?
I'm wondering.
No, I did it come out today?
Yeah.
Yes.
I
thought about texting you,
because
but
everyone's like posting about it. But
I would have told you to at least skim through it just to take a
yeah,
quick
I didn't
look.
listen to it, and I'm not really going to listen to it. I'm not
I
really
say, she
interested
still
in
hasn't
all
listened
that.
To Eternal Sunshine.
I was gonna say, if anything, skim it, but honestly, I don't think you even need to bother skimming it, because I would have said skim it for the podcast, but now it's over. So you really have there's no need to listen to it. You won't like it.
From what I've heard online, it doesn't sound that good.
What have you heard, Dan? I'm not seeing many reviews of it, so I don't know what
I've heard people
opinion
say that
is.
The sound that the songs sound the same.
What have you
I
heard,
don't know
Dan?
If they. I haven't heard too much. I haven't been on social media that much today, but I think I would agree that there's definitely a cohesive theme. I'm not sure if they necessarily sound that this.
Why don't you say it? Spit out whatever you're not saying.
I'm trying, but I don't like. I feel like, sure, thematically they're all in together in the thing, but it's like when I think about like Eternal Sunshine, none of those songs sound the same, but other people said they sound the same. So it's like, I feel like my perception of things sounding the same is different.
I think the people that said that were. Like
and
haters,
like,
but
I don't think anything
the
on
same.
Folklore sounded the same or ever.
I would agree.
Sounded the same.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I would agree. But I think
okay.
I think here something went
I
wrong.
Think really,
I think
I really
there was
only
a little
noticed,
too much fluff.
I think that was really though in the like the second album part of it though. I think the first part of
Can
it
we
was
stop
fine.
Saying first and second album? Let's just go with the second album, which is the album that had the complete
well, that's
songs.
What she called it. That's what she called it. She
What?
Said, I'm releasing a second album now.
Yeah, and I don't care what she called it. The second one was literally a mix of the songs. It was not like all the first and then all the second, okay?
Yes,
so,
it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Look
I'm
at it
pretty
right
sure
now.
It mixed it up a little bit.
I don't think it did.
I think it did. Go to it.
Because I compared both of them this morning to check if I needed to listen
I'm
to one or the
pretty
other.
sure they're like the same.
Because the last song on the bass album is Clara Bow,
The
and then
last.
after.
You can't have two up. And now I can't see your discography. And it's like, just show me the album, please. It goes to the Academy.
Yeah, and
I
then the
remember
first
looking at
song,
it
the
and
next.
thinking they were different, but I guess I'm wrong. Okay, well, this is stupid. Why would she do this?
She
Okay,
knew
so
the
I guess it
Midnights
is
too.
one and then the other, which is even stupider.
Yeah.
Let's just talk
But
about
it's
the
like
one
when.
with all the songs, okay?
Sure. I think if we ignore the bottom 15 songs, much better of an album than when you
That's what,
just
yeah,
have
everyone said.
the. Yeah. I think
The
the
bottom
base
15? How many songs are there?
31.
31. That's how many songs are on this album? Yes, it's a 2 hour long album.
It's because she released like the equivalent of like the deluxe at the same time as the, or like 2 hours after the bass type thing.
But whose deluxe versions? Usually, deluxe versions like a couple more
Yes, you know she's
songs.
always trying to break records and be whatever, okay?
Yeah,
This
I.
better not be the start of these long albums. Like, I can't even do like it. If a movie is more than 90 minutes, like, you lost me. I
The
can't
problem
do this
isn't that
with
it's a long album, it's
music
that it's a
too.
long, boring album. It's
Yeah,
that
I
I
think
had
that
to
if.
stop multiple times because I was like bored out of my mind.
I think if it
Is
was
it
just the
upbeat
bass album,
or no?
no.
And that's the problem. And that's
Yeah.
where, low beats doesn't mean they all sound the same, but I like there were the same instruments. It was all it like they all
Yeah.
started with a slow piano and then they
And
brought
then
like
they
it
got
was just
that yeah, they got the Midnight Synth going in, and then
it
yeah.
was all the same. And it was
I
all
think
breathy, like spoken word poetry. And I think if you wanted to say sure, it was like cohesive sounding, but like cohesive message. I don't know. In 31, do you really have a cohesive message at that point? A cohesive album? Probably not, right?
I saw
I
that
think
some of the
the, yeah.
lyrics were weird, or that a lot of the lyrics were weird.
Yeah, like she really whipped out her the thesaurus this time and stuff like that.
Maybe this is an April Fool's joke.
I don't on
An
April 19th.
April Fool's album. And
Mean,
I'm
like, sure.
she's
Yeah.
pulling a Brooklyn
I think
on
my
my
opinion is
crown.
like, I hope she's happy. And it's like, I hope, I guess I'm happy if the fans are happy, but it just feels like you're being duped again because all I hear anyone talking about is like the Easter eggs and like what she's saying. And like, no one's commenting on the music. Like, are you ever gonna pop this song on again? Like, I'm not enjoying listening to this.
I think that the Folklore and Evermore fans, though, are liking this.
But I wouldn't call this Folklore Ever, like Folklore Evermore
I think they just
still
like a
had
stripped
bops.
down song. I think they just like a stripped down song. And I think there are a lot of stripped down songs in this.
But I think even like even the Folklore Evermore songs that were slow, like I could still vibe with. There was still like there was still like song elements, where there was chorus and like just the recognizable things. But these were just some long-winded poems that I could not really find a lot of things to grasp onto,
I think there was, it was one of those things where it's like, I listened to the whole album basically all at once, and it's like, I listened to it, and I'm like, this was a cohesive project, but there's not a single song that really stood out to me,
Yeah,
you know?
absolutely. Yeah.
Like there
There
were a
wasn't
couple
enough
that I,
variety.
yeah, there were a couple that I liked, but besides that, like in 31 songs, I'd expect for the, I'd rather have a shorter album that were all like fleshed out, like these are good songs.
It
Not that they
seemed like
weren't
a lot
good,
of
they just weren't
fluff.
for me. Yeah.
But I feel like saying it's not for you still gives it too much credit that I don't think it deserves. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, sure, music is subjective, but like, I don't know. I still feel like they're giving her too much credit blindly, and we're not being critical enough of this. Like, that's all, I guess.
I have seen a lot of people complaining that Jack Antonoff is just like creating the same music over and
Yeah.
over again.
Well, I heard some people say like Taylor and Jack have kind of reached their creative limit. Like they just, yeah, don't know what else to do.
The one song that I did enjoy was I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
That's
that
the
was
one
the
that
one
I would
kind
say I
of
like
upbeat
the
song.
best. But I would still put that like at C at the most. Like I would not, I'm not gonna put that
I'd
on.
give it a B, or yeah, I'd give it a B or an A maybe.
I just feel like it's again, like she's talking about the same things again. And I feel like she used to do like more storytelling, you know, like love story and like, you know, Speak Now, like Enchanted, like, you know what I mean? Like those were almost like better stories, or like even Getaway Car. But it's like this, she's just like, now, I don't want to say ranting, but just kind of going on about, oh, she's really sad. Oh, you know, like, oh, I'm rich and I'm really sad and I've been broken up with again. And it's like, I get it.
Yeah, I
You've been
wouldn't.
through it. What?
I don't necessarily agree with you on that, but you can
Well, I feel
finish.
like, sure, you've been through a 6-year relationship that broke up, and I get that that's really hard. But again, everyone's only talking about that, and they're not really talking about the music itself and like what she's actually saying. They're just commenting on her life and how they relate to it or whatever. And it's like, are we not like being critical of
Well,
the
that's what some
content?
people, but that's what some people want in music, is to just see themselves.
I just feel like if she wins a single Grammy, I'm gonna flip a table, because this is not music. This is spoken word poetry. This should not win Best Album of the Year. This should not win pop in any capacity.
I
Like,
wouldn't give
isn't there
this.
like a, I think there is like a spoken word category though in the
It's
Grammys.
not,
Well, I
this is
hope
not
she wins
spoken. This
that.
is not actually spoken word though for
But
her.
it
You
is.
never
But it
know.
is,
It might get
Dan. Come on. nominated.
Cause
They'll
she,
find a way to fit her in, I'm sure.
well,
She
she has
constantly.
to submit herself for that, and I
Oh,
doubt
she
she would
better not
submit for
even think of doing
spoken.
pop. She
There's
better
no,
watch herself.
I
She
mean,
does. Go ahead.
I would probably put it in, but you can't say that's not pop. It's like
It
technically,
not.
but like Billie Eilish's second album was in pop, even if it's not your traditional pop.
I don't know what to say. And I understand that I'm being a hater, and I do think I come from a more sour place towards her. But at the same time, this did not warm me back up to her. This did not make me relate to her. This just sounded more, because in the song, she's like, oh, I'm sad and nobody knows. We all know. We all know you're sad. You've made it your job to publicize your life. We all know you broke up with Joe. We all know you're sad. Like, that there
But
was speculations about how she's
just
not.
because she's famous though doesn't mean that her feelings aren't valid.
I'm not. Listen, she can feel whatever she wants to feel. It just feels like she's looking for sympathy. And
I don't
you're
think
not getting it from me.
I think that she just uses music as an outlet.
I just feel like that's something people
That's what someone
say.
says when you're like a teenager playing your guitar in your room, not some like billionaire pop, like, you know what I mean? Like,
But I mean, like, why? I'm not necessarily supporting this album at all, but why just because she's a celebrity? Does that
I think it's
change
that,
her
no,
human?
I'm not saying Anna's thing. I'm saying that, like, sure, if your therapist said to write some music, great. She didn't say make it into a vinyl. She didn't say make two albums and make millions of dollars off of it. She didn't say any of that, but she is. So it just feels like, it feels convenient that you're making
But
money off of your heartbreak.
it just seems that you're hating on her though, when everyone else is, every other artist does this.
I'm not defending every other artist. I think I've had enough about relationships at this point, but that's a whole nother
Well,
thing.
that's the only thing that music
I
is
know,
about.
and I'm
Literally the
sick of
only
it.
topic.
I'm sick of
Not from
it.
her, from everyone.
I
That's
know.
not true. Club Classic isn't about love.
I listen, I know I need to take a step back. I know I'm being a hater, but like, I don't know.
It's fun to be a hater.
It just, this did not, like I said, this did not warm me up to her. This did not put her in a relatable light to me. Come on, Dan, give me some credit here.
I don't just I'm not saying that I like the album, but I think that I'm disagreeing with just your perception of her as a person being so calculated and trying to.
Dan's not a hater like us.
What do
I
you
hate on other things, but
what do you mean, Dan?
like, I don't think she wrote this because she wanted to make money.
Yes, she did. If she didn't want to make money, she would have made one album and not released two different CDs or whatever. You know, like, it is about the money. It is about the money.
But it's all on the same thing, though. Like people were buying, she didn't need to write 31 songs for people to buy the one vinyl or CD or whatever. She could have written 15 and just been done.
Was there one CD this time?
Yeah, because she didn't even announce that the other one was coming out until 2 hours after.
Okay, did you see what was in the freaking CD?
No, I did not watch an unboxing video.
There was like a little booklet, fine, whatever. But then there was like, I don't know, I think like a bookmark. Like, get out of here. Get out of here.
I think I'm just saying, how is that different than any other artist?
Again, I think basically 90% of the music industry is a cash grab, cult following thing. But like, she's not excused. You do not know Taylor Swift, guys. You're giving her money when you don't know her.
So it just seems like you should be hating. You should be hating on the fans, not her.
Oh, I that's what I've said. Stop buying the merch. Stop buying. Are you ever going to use a CD? Ever?
I think a lot of people still listen to CDs in the car.
I don't think there's even CD players in cars anymore, Dan. I don't know what you're talking about.
My car doesn't have a CD player.
Like, I feel like
they wouldn't be selling them in such mass production if people weren't listening to CDs.
People like Chotskys. People like,
I think they like the tangible, like, oh, it's a collectible.
That's why they're buying it. They're not buying it to listen on the CD, Dan.
I don't know. I feel like looking at my parents, they would 100% buy a CD to listen to it.
Because they don't have a different generation. I don't think your parents are buying Taylor Swift CDs.
But I'm just saying in general now, CD manufacturing. I don't think we can say as the manufacturing that CDs are out yet.
I think they are. I don't know how I can Google that. But I think CDs are out.
Maybe CDs are for the boomers, but like vinyls are for the Gen Z.
I don't know how to Google this.
On a different note, Espresso has only gotten better with time.
I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Before we move on, because you made that comment, I feel like everyone's saying, like, keep listening. It'll grow on you. That's not an excuse. Or that's not a, like, I don't want to watch the first three seasons of the show and then it gets good. No, it's either good when I listen to it or it's not good, okay? And I get it, like, sure, if it's so creative, like, you have to, like, explore yourself and, like, see this new medium or whatever. But it's, like, it's not that creative, okay? Like, it's not that different. I'm not gonna grow, and that shouldn't be an excuse. I don't feel satisfied talking about Taylor Swift. I feel like I'm in the negative light as usual, but I mean, whatever. What are you?
If you're a new
do?
Listener, that was Evan who said all that from the Evan, Dan, and Hannah.
I just feel like I never make my points clear, and then after we stop recording, I'm like thinking to myself, "Oh, I would have said that. Oh, I would have said that." But dang.
Wow, he's agonizing over the podcast after it's over.
I mean, you're not. You never get that way. I guess you
I did
only
I
have
mean,
hot takes.
I did for my EG versus IE thing.
Maybe like in real life, you know, like I'll replay a conversation, but I can't say that this podcast has caused me that much internal like turmoil about things I wish I had said but did not. But I guess you also listen to edit it, so maybe you have more time to sit on it than I do.
I have never met Taylor Swift. She could be a very nice person. I'm not commenting on her character. I'm just commenting on her as an entrepreneur, that I think she's wealthy enough, and I don't like her entrepreneurial practices. And I don't like that the fans give her all the money. I'm Evan, and I approve this message.
His official statement.
And I'm sorry about her breakup with Joe Alwyn. That would suck.
I like
how although we don't support Maddie Healy, and she made a mistake there. She shouldn't have done that.
I like how the Maddie Healy fans are like, guys, you heard the album. She loves him, and she loves that relationship. And it's like, meanwhile, there's literally
people
a song.
Think that's about him?
Oh, there's yes.
There's a couple songs that are certainly about him, one of which is titled The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Yeah,
I like, forgot that even happened.
How
that,
do you
like,
forget that? It was such...
I don't know. So much goes on. Like, how can you not forget stuff?
And it's like I remembering some of the like I remember listening to some of the lines and being like, oh, this is about Travis. She sounds happy, good for her. You
Yeah.
know, like
Like there, I think I sent this to Evan on like TikTok, but it's like in the Travis song, she literally said like touchdown and like other football. I was like, come on, Taylor.
and trophy this or whatever, and I was like, oh,
Yeah.
okay.
I liked the one line from the Matty Healy hate song that was like, you rusted my sparkling summer. And I just thought of the girls who were booing him at the Eras Tour. That was good. I also liked the Kim Kardashian call out.
Oh yeah, there are a couple apparently, but yeah.
Well, that whole song was a Kim Kardashian
Yeah, but
call
I
out.
think there was a second song, like Cassandra or
Oh, was that
some
about
other
her
one was
too?
something else. I
There were
don't remember which one,
a
but
lot of songs that were just names.
named. And a lot of songs that
Yeah.
were the lever, the prophecy, the whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, great.
To Anna's point, though, I would agree. Espresso is a good song.
Again, I liked it from the start. It hasn't grown on me. I liked it then and I like it now. And the fact that you guys didn't like it from the start as much as you do now says something.
Well, I guess we'll have to see at our Spotify Wrapped if Anna and I have it higher than you. We're bigger fans.
Oh, well, I already took it off of a playlist because, or maybe I didn't. No, I did. Because, oh no, I didn't. Okay, well, I'm gonna take it off a playlist because there's other things to listen to. Sorry.
Fortnite by Taylor Swift and Post Malone.
No, yeah, I can't say I'll be adding any of those songs. Someone from work texted me and they were like, oh, this one has Post Malone. I like Post Malone. I was like, okay. I
I
hope
saw
you
a
enjoy
comment saying he
the
got, I saw a comment saying that he got the Lana Del Rey Snow on the Beach
song.
treatment. They're like, when's Fortnite featuring more Post Malone gonna come out?
I also don't love her album cover. The first one's fine. The second one is like, what is this weird stage pose where she's like, I'm
They're
like,
all
okay.
staged.
I know, but they look more like
The 1989
candid.
ones where she was just prancing on the beach.
Yeah, I mean that's still like more candid and fun than like this weird, uncomfortable pose that you put yourself in.
I guess.
Anna is done talking about Taylor Swift. Anything else happened with you, Anna?
Just in general, or
I don't know. Do you have any other topics to bring up?
well, we can talk about the Charlie and Troy tour they got
Oh my
announced.
gosh.
That was like so random.
That
You
was
know what I
so
mean? It was just
random.
like, I mean, I
And her
know
album's not even out yet.
she had posted like a teaser about like, I guess it's called Sweat, like with it, but I thought it was like a song, or you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
I know.
I never thought it would be. I'm confused on what it is. Like, are they both performing
I
like
don't
equally?
know. I don't know.
That would be my guess is yes.
But that's so tough to be like, well, how do you buy a ticket to that? Like, you would have to like both. Because if it is
I mean,
50-50,
I'm
like.
fine with it because I like both, and I think he's gonna do the whatever his album was called that just came out. I forget what it's called.
But like to
But like,
split
I mean, I
it,
liked that album.
but each of their sets now are going to be so much shorter. And it's like, you're not going to get as many as the old ones. I guess it's only going to be new stuff. But it's like, dang, like.
I mean, I don't need to hear Boom Clap again. Like, I did that once. I'm good.
But I don't know. It just, yeah, it doesn't feel like I'd want all of Charlie and all of Troy,
I mean,
though.
if we go, we're probably at least gonna get 1989, 99,
99.
99. That's a good song.
I mean, for
Okay.
Troy, honestly,
Not
like
my
I
favorite.
really just, as long as I hear like Rush, One of Your Girls Got Me Started, and What's
One
the
of
Time
your
Where You Are,
girl.
like I'm good. Those are the only
I'm
four I
sure
need.
he'll sing four of the most popular
I'm sure,
songs.
yeah, I'm sure he'll sing
Like
those
I'm
too.
sure he'll sing the most recent album. Like if you want to sing Happy Little Pill from 2014, whatever, but like
I'm just wondering, like, who's more famous between the two of them? Like, who's gonna get to be like the
I
closer
saw it's gotta
closer?
be
I saw
Troy. A TikTok video where someone was like, oh, they just announced this tour. I want to go for Troy. I don't really know Charlie, but I'm gonna go for Troy. And I'm like, what? It's yeah, I
Who
was gonna say.
Troy?
I mean, I think just in general, I'd agree that Troye Sivan's probably more popular, but I think that Charlie
No,
probably
I think
has a more of a,
Charlie's more
I think that
popular.
Charlie
Yeah, I
is more of
think
a cult
Troy.
following, but I think that Troy has a more widespread appeal.
Mainstream, yeah.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
I mean, Troy had a. There was a joke about Troy on SNL. There was no joke about Charlie on SNL. And I feel like I knew Troy when I was growing up. Like, yeah, I think he.
I
I
don't
think. I
know.
think.
Troy Sivan has
Maybe they're pulling
26.5
an
monthly
Eras tour
listeners.
thing. Maybe it'll be like 3 hours long.
Maybe.
Troye Sivan has 26 monthly million monthly listeners. Charlie only has 12 million monthly listeners.
Ooh, me.
I had no idea Troye
Charlie is
Sivan was that
reaching.
big because
Using
I forgot
Troy.
about him until this album came out. I hope like the tickets aren't a nightmare to get.
I don't.
I
I don't want to say I doubt, but I don't think this is going to be like
At
a
least the
Taylor
venues
Olivia
are
Rodrigo.
big. At least it's like
Yeah, a good
arenas.
venue. Yeah.
Because it's
But I'm
like,
still
I don't
worried.
know what Troy's last tour was, but like Charlie did like
I don't
smaller
even know
venues
that
last
he's
time.
toured
Yeah,
like
but
a didn't those sell out
recently.
pretty well?
We got tickets like very late,
I'd
and we
still
still got to go.
be nervous. I'm still nervous.
I am so it's just concerts are too unpredictable these days.
And I guess too, you have two competing fan bases now for one thing.
I have to believe that there is some overlap in fans though. But it is
Probably.
also weird
Dang, maybe we should have seen
because before she
Macy
announced this, she
Peters.
did announce what?
No, keep going. Go right before this, she announced what?
Did announce her like solo. I don't know if you can really call it a tour, but she did announce dates that were just her, and it was like a handful, maybe less than 10 or
I assumed that
15.
those were more of like when she did like that thing in New York a couple months ago, where it was just like her DJing type thing and
Maybe
not
some of
necessarily
them were, but I
performing.
think some of them, I don't know what the, like, that's the thing. I just don't really know what these events she's
Yeah.
putting out are. Even with that, whatever that boiler room thing was, it's like it wasn't even clear what that was.
And the album's not even out yet.
I
Not
think it'll
even
be
out.
fine. I mean, I like the songs that are out enough. I think it'll be
I'm not
good.
sure I feel that passionate about the songs that are around, but
I think the
okay.
fact that she is with Troy makes me more willing to attend.
You like Troy's
Dan
songs?
has just done
What?
a 180 on Charlie.
I liked Crash. I wanted her to keep that sound. She chose not
Well, the
to.
album's out, not out yet. You don't know if she does or doesn't keep the sound. Just
Did
for
you
the
like
record.
Von Dutch,
Okay.
or you never listened to Von Dutch?
I listened to it. It wasn't my favorite.
It's just we all know that the singles are not necessarily indicative of what's to come on the album.
But didn't Charlie just release more songs that sounded
Just
similar to Von
two.
Dutch? Okay.
I don't think
I
those two
wouldn't.
sounded that similar to Von
Yeah,
Dutch.
but it's still club music though in general. Like EDM like beats.
I don't know that I would say Von Dutch is. Yeah, club classic, sure. That's a little more like whatever you want to call
Yeah,
that.
whatever you want to call that.
Like, I don't know if it's EDM, house
I
music,
wouldn't
like
think
mixes.
EDM. People
I
would
don't know
call
what
that
the word
EDM.
is.
Did I
But I
just
don't
insult
think Von Dutch would be that.
the EDM community?
I also don't think back to back. I also don't think that's as like clubby as club classics
That's just
is.
like a
Like, would
pop
Von
act.
Dutch go into the pop category? I guess.
Yeah, it'd have to.
I don't know. I am excited though, because I think she, at Coachella, she wasn't playing. She wasn't like a headliner at Coachella, but she was playing in this lounge or something as like a sponsorship. I don't know. But that like 365 song, I think she sang that. And that's that song where it's just like 365, 365, or her repeating that. But that is good. I like that. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's the background music when she announced that boiler room thing she was doing. It was the music to that post. But I guess you're not on Instagram, so you wouldn't know.
Did
I'll
she
go
sing
look it
Hot
up.
in It when we saw her, or had that not come
No, I
out
don't think
yet?
that song, maybe it was out, but I think it had come out soon. I don't recently. I don't know. I'm on her, like, because when the whole boiler room thing was coming out, if you wanted to like be on the list for tickets, yeah, you had to sign up for that community thing or whatever. So I'm still on that. So now, like, she'll text out on that. So I always get the updates first on there.
When I signed up for the pre-sale, it was like, do you want to be included in marketing news or whatever? And I was like, yes. Send me whatever you
So
want.
you did
Yes.
sign up for the pre-sale.
But it
I
sounds like
did
I didn't get this
too.
community thing that you have, but I'll take whatever news they want to share, I guess.
Well, the community thing was for the boiler room.
I know,
Well,
but
no, but it just is alerts in general. Like, she messaged about like the Addison Rae Von Dutch remix, or when she's selling merch, she'll usually like advertise it there first. Or she also has like a I don't really know if like a secondary Instagram. I don't know if Finsta is the right word. The her 360 Brat account. It's more for like I guess more like her diehard fans. Although I don't know that I'm a diehard fan.
Is it like her though, or is it like a Taylor
No, it is
Nation type
her,
thing?
but I
Oh,
think
okay.
it's private, where it's like I don't know. It was, but she does post stuff in there, and
I know
yeah.
Renee Rapp has a private Instagram or something where she posts how her day is going.
No, it's not like
Jeez.
that. It's just, I don't know.
I see this one guy on TikTok being like, just so everyone knows, Renee is having a bad day.
That's good.
TV shows?
I have stuff to share.
I have stuff to share
You
too.
do? Let's start with you.
What does
No.
Anna have to
Yeah,
say?
what's Anna?
Okay, so this, I watched two shows in like the past week. The first one is this, I don't know, I saw a TikTok video about it and I was like, oh, that kind of looks interesting. I'm trying to, it, what is it called? Oh, it's called Unlocked, a jail experiment.
Oh,
It's
the
that,
Netflix one.
yeah.
Heard
I watched that in like 2 nights.
I haven't watched it, but I've seen some stuff.
Yeah,
I've seen
it
nothing
was
about that.
interesting.
It's just kind of like Stanford Prison Experiment, right? But like
But it's an actual
modern.
experiment.
No, I don't think it's like there's not that much violence. It's just about like in this prison where the prisoners are on like a 23-1 schedule where they're locked in their cell for 23 hours a day and only get 1 hour out of their cell, which that's crazy. But this new prison manager or chief or whatever wants to do an experiment where for 6 weeks the gates are open 24/7. So they it's kind of up to them to decide like what to do and how to like run the prison and coexist. So yeah, I don't know, it was interesting. I liked it. It was good. And it was in Arkansas, which I don't know, I'm just surprised that like that happened in Arkansas. But I, on another note, I don't know why I decided to do this. It's very random, but I did start watching The Sex Lives of College Girls, and I have finished the first season.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah,
Really
it's a
good
good
show.
show. I think, yeah, you would like it. Why not?
I think I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I do like it, and it is entertaining enough. I mean, I don't know. I think it would probably for me be something like I watch it and then like yeah, I watched it, I'm done with it. I don't really see myself like coming back to it, or it's like yeah, I mean I like it, it's good, but I don't know. I think I don't know that I really like any of I think all the characters are like kind of annoying. Maybe that's the point.
I would agree they all have their thing that I found annoying. Really, except Renee. I don't she was never too annoying to me.
I don't
The
know, the minute
soccer player was fine. I like
I would definitely say like
no.
Kimberly and Bella were more like, yeah, those two annoy me more.
Yeah,
But
everyone
I don't
but
know,
Renee annoyed
even
me.
the other Layton and Whitney, is that her
Whitney.
name?
Yeah.
They, I think they are on the tamer side, but like yeah, they still do stuff that's annoying. And as the first episode, Renee Rapp's character, and like, yeah, this is literally Blair Waldorf from Gossip Girl.
I think in the beginning, like, sure, I hated no one. And then it was the three. And then later there was a
Yeah.
standout. And I feel like just
By the end of season two, like there's a clear I hate this
yeah.
one.
Are we thinking of the same person?
Yeah. It's the person that you
Okay.
liked at first. And I was like, how did you like this person?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say though, I mean, yeah, it's interesting though, because, well, I do think the jokes or like the comedy aspect, I do think
It's
it's
good.
good. Like,
Yeah.
and I think a lot, I don't know, sometimes I don't watch other comedy shows where like I know everyone praises Arrested Development for being like peak comedy and like, oh, it's just joke after joke after joke. And it's like, yeah, some of them are funny, but I don't know. Some of it's just like, I don't know if it's not like my generation or it's just dated or stuff that happened like at a time that I wouldn't really, when I was younger, but I don't know. I just think a lot of the things they say or like the comedic pieces are really relevant. So I think that's funny. I mean, I'm not like laughing out loud, but it's like, oh yeah, like that's funny or like that's clever or whatever. And it is weird seeing a show where it's like everyone acts like very politically correct, you know, like when the, I mean, you both have seen it, right? Like there's not spoilers or anything. When like Whitney, and when it comes out that Whitney and the soccer coach were having an affair, the girls were like, oh, like it's totally his fault, like he was in the wrong here, he's your coach. It's just like, yeah, that would never happen in real life. Or when the girls like come out about the that guy in the comedy thing who is like being inappropriate, and they were like, oh yeah, we believe you. I mean, I guess at first the one guy was like, oh, I don't believe you, but then he was like, no, we believe you. It's like, or how the counselor woman was like encouraging them to like report it and not just like forget about it. It's like, wow, this is interesting. This is like, it's just like you don't see that in shows, you know what I mean? So yeah. The episode when they went out to dinner was very
I like that
cringy.
episode.
I don't know. I don't
I
like
can't say
Kimberly.
anything because you haven't seen it all yet.
I don't like her. I mean, I get that her like character is she's some like small town like naive girl or whatever, and she's kind of awkward or whatever, but I don't know. It's just, and I don't know how she's like pulling like all these guys, you know what I mean? Like she just got the that guy's phone number in season two, like the guy from Kansas or whatever that got
Oh,
there because of
sure.
the environmental disaster, or like Layton's brother. It's just like, I don't know how you're pulling these guys
Did you
because
know
you're
that that's
very
Timothée
cringy.
Chalamet's sister?
No. You probably told me.
Kimberly?
Yeah, like in real life.
I didn't know that. I don't know. I still don't really like her.
I
And
just.
I do think, go ahead.
What if I'm getting ahead of myself, though? Dan, like,
I don't know what you're gonna
Anna, take
say.
out your headphones.
Well, I do want to say before you say that, the thing that made me watch that I could don't I just made me I don't want to say made me watch it because I saw it advertised on HBO and I
On
was like,
license,
yeah,
yeah.
maybe I'll watch that. But I did see a lot of the videos on TikTok, like clips from the scene in season one where Layton like comes out to Kimberly or whatever. I'm like, oh, maybe it's deeper than I thought this show was. So that's why I watched it. Just an FYI, if anyone was curious, I'll take out my headphones now.
I messaged Dan, so maybe he'll get back to me.
I don't remember.
You
So
don't remember?
Evan had asked, was Kimberly failing in the beginning, like grades? I know, I think
Like,
that was season one, but I'm
because
not
it
positive.
must have been because that's why she stole the test things. And that was the end of season one. Right? That was the big
I think
carryover, this
so.
season
Yeah, but
finale.
it's like in, I think so. I know in season two, it was her trying to get money was the big thing.
Okay, let's call her back. I'll work around it, see what she knows. What is Kimberly's problem, you know, on her own right now?
Like, what's her story
What's
arc?
her story?
Oh, I've only seen the first episode, but it's what happened was she lost her scholarship, so she's trying to like make the money because she doesn't want to tell her parents.
Okay.
I also think I don't know if, how I feel about Bella. I don't know. I just have never really found the that kind of trope with like the boy obsessed, like sex obsessed. You know, I've just never really found that like particularly funny or that interesting. I mean, like
Classic Mindy Kaling trope.
I'm just kind of
Oh,
over
God.
that, you know. It's just like We've seen this. Like, give this girl another personality trait.
But it's almost taboo, I think, in shows and for, I guess, probably women. Maybe taboo is not the right word. Underrepresented?
I don't know. I
I
mean,
don't know.
I personally, for me, it's just no. I just have never really like
Sure.
found that
Yeah.
funny, but yeah, Whitney's okay. It was annoying. It's like, girl, this guy's not leaving his wife. Like, you need to get the hint. Like,
Did you recognize him from American Horror Story?
who was that?
He was in Cult.
I saw that like one time.
Not a standout season for her.
No, probably not.
What's that guy's name?
In real life? I don't remember.
Then it sounds like
I
you
think in
don't
the
really know
show,
who
I
he
think
is
in
either.
Sex Lives, I think his name was Dalton.
No, I mean in real
I
life, what
don't
his
think she
name was.
cares what his name in the show
Well,
is.
I
I
don't
don't
remember
know what
his
his name in the
actor
show
name.
was. I think she meant like his name in American Horror Story.
No, I meant the actor's name.
Oh,
At
okay,
first,
well.
I was like, "Is that Evan Peters?" I'm like, "No, that's not Evan
No,
Peters."
not Evan Peters.
I don't know. I think I just automatically assume every like white blonde-haired actor with sort of that like whatever
Sure.
that like shag
That.
haircut is. I just assume like, oh, that's Evan Peters. Do you think season two? Do you think season one's like better than season two, or are they about equal?
Equal.
I think they're fairly equal.
I do like the girl Lila that works at the coffee place with her. I like her.
I like the other coworker too.
Cannon or whatever his name is.
Kanan.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Other than that, I just feel like everyone's very over the top. And maybe that is the point, but I don't know. I'll finish
Oh, I
season
was gonna say
two.
something, but I don't think Anna's gone there. So yeah.
Is there a season? Did it get renewed for season three, or is it
Yeah.
done?
I think they've already filmed it. Now they're just editing and all that.
Was it the actor strike that got in the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
The season two came out a little bit ago, but
Yeah.
then.
What are your TV updates?
Grace, 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 Dan, Dan, Dan.
Wow, I'm surprised you have a Grey's update.
All I have to say. Because I really don't care what else is going on. The show's not really captivating me as much as it used to. It's kind of blurring together at this point. But finally, Desmond, Damien, what's his name?
Denny?
Denny, he's out of here. And I do like, I was honestly too lazy to look up on Reddit what the heck he was talking about. But like, what the heck even happened, Anna? Can you explain it? He's here for her. I what is, what are you getting at? Oh, he's here for her. Why? What are you saying? I don't understand. Do you have an explanation?
What are you talking about? Like,
They made a big deal like it was some revelation why he was there before he left. It was like,
oh,
oh, like this
I
is
think you
heaven
should
or it's
just keep
hell or.
watching. I think you should keep watching because it is part of like a larger plot line
Oh
that
my
it sounds like you
goodness.
haven't gotten to. But
Jesus.
I think you just have to go like a couple more episodes.
Okay, well, I'm annoyed right now. I thought that was the stupidest, most unclear, really.
Yeah, and well, I mean, they definitely like they dragged that out for too many episodes.
Yes. Okay, well, that's really it. I'm sticking it out. So
I
hopefully they
what
do
are you in
something.
season five? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm still in, yeah, five.
I think you should keep watching. I mean, I can think of a couple things that happen in like the next season that I think are, like
I'm
good
enjoying the
plot points
new
and stuff.
pediatrician, if that's her name.
Arizona,
I guess,
the blonde haired
yeah.
girl.
Yeah, I'm enjoying her. I still don't like Hunt. Still don't like him. That plot line with the murderer was like kind of interesting, I guess. How
Oh, the like the death row
Meredith
guys.
went to his execution. It's like, oh, okay, like, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm entertained, okay, yeah, I guess. That's really it.
Wait, before you bring Dan back, I
Oh,
think with
okay.
that episode with the guy, because you know how at the end Derek's like, he was playing you, like he was trying to like take your medical, or you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, like I still don't really know what his intentions were,
No,
you
he
know what I mean?
wasn't. He only said that to help Meredith sleep at night. You know, like they had that exchange. He was like, oh, I did it. I was just conning you. He only, like, they had that whole exchange beforehand about whatever helps you sleep at night. That was their ongoing joke. And so when he said that, it was understood. And then she said something back that was like to help him sleep at night. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, like
I don't know. I'd have
he
to
just wasn't ready for
rewatch the
death, but
episode.
I think he wanted to go through with it. Yeah, he just said that to
No, but you know
make
how
her feel better.
Derek
Yeah.
was like all against it the whole time
Yeah.
about with Meredith? I don't know.
Whose phone am I hearing?
Is Dan's? Is that the episode where like
Damn, you were not
that
muted. We
guy in the
heard your
neck
phone.
Oh.
has that case come up? With the like that guy's neck,
No.
maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, maybe I should have. Dan, take out your headphones. I want to say something about Real Housewives. Anna, do you ever think you're gonna watch it?
Probably
I think
not.
you, I honestly think you should, Anna. Like,
Okay.
I'm
I haven't
honestly shocked.
finished Sex Lives of College
Okay, but take out
Girls.
your headphones because I
Sure.
just want to say something to the general audience about something shocking that happened.
Okay.
That I like, I you're okay. Like, when she gets the, I don't want Anna to read my lips. When she gets the black eye, I was literally shook. Like, I don't think I've ever been so shocked. And the fact that they put that in the coming up clip, like, how dare you spoil that for me? That would have been like, that was more shocking than the fraud charges to me. Like, that was shocking. And I really think everyone's saying season two is better than season three. I haven't watched season four yet. And we're talking about Salt Lake City. Like, that was like the most enjoyable reunion. Like, I really enjoyed that season and that moment. I'm shocked. And in the moment, you're watching it and you're like, gosh, like, who hit her? And the fact that we, like, she really made it sound like she was not covering it up, but like not wanting to tell to like protect someone. But then in the reunion, to have it revealed like that, that she actually doesn't know, like, I'm shocked. Like, I'm worried for her. Like, who the heck hit her? Like, was it Jen? Like, that's the most obvious thing, but like, was it a crew member? Like, they did an investigation. I don't know. That's really shocking to me. And I think that was like, wow. Like, what a great season. Okay, we have got to take Dan's phone away from him. He is distracted. I told Anna she should watch it. I think I'm talking on season three too much, but like
I don't want to get peacocked though.
too good,
So I had
too
to take out my headphones, but you spoiled it for her.
No, I made her take her headphones out too.
So he was
So you just
talking
talk
to
to no
himself, to himself.
one.
I
Okay.
could have a solo podcast if I wanted. Okay. Anything else? Oh, I watched Dune Part 2. Anna, did you ever watch Dune Part 2?
What?
Did you ever watch Dune Part 2?
I've never even seen Dune Part One.
That's what I'm asking. You make it sound like that was obvious.
Well, you asked, did you see Dune Part 2?
Yeah, well, I didn't know she
I
didn't see
don't
the first
know. I
part, and
thought
she's
my
seen all these
response was
movies now.
appropriate.
I also thought it was appropriate. Well,
What did you think of it? Because I know
it was
some
better
of
than
the
the first, like
guys at
everyone says.
work
Yeah.
are like fangirling over it.
No, I think it was a good movie. It honestly could have been like a standalone. Like, you honestly didn't really, like, you did need the first. What am I saying? Of course you did.
Is it
But
on
like,
streaming already or?
no, I think it's on like streaming for a price.
Oh.
So, but it is out
So
there, you know. I guess
he didn't get the exclusive popcorn bucket.
no, I'm gonna talk about it like you guys aren't ever gonna see it because you probably won't. But
I really
like,
do not care. So
I
you
don't
can say
care.
whatever you want.
I think it was a little bit enjoyable, Anna. Like, I wouldn't cast it out that quickly. But I
Well,
guess
don't
maybe
you
it's
have
not
to
for you,
see
but
part one?
yeah.
See part two?
I still think it's an enjoyable world. And my only problem is that I don't appreciate being left in the dark. Like, I get it, the Bene Gesserit are like evil, but like, what's their motive? Like, what is their game plan here? So it just feels like I'm kind of being strung along. Like, they're evil to be evil, but it's like, it's not like a mystery where I can put together the pieces. It's just like, I do not know. Like, and that's kind of tough for a motivational thing where it's like, oh, like Paul's doing the right thing against the evil people, but it's like, well, is he? Because I don't even know the evil people's plans. I don't even know what they want. Like, why are they doing what they're doing? I don't know. Like, is it all just a giant power struggle? Like, it seems like it, but they're also alluding to so much more. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know. So I don't appreciate that part.
He
I
doesn't
think they could have done
know.
more. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Be sure to like and follow our podcast on whatever platform you're currently listening to it on.
Check out our social media linked in the description and tune in next week for even more advice.
TTYL
from IFL.
Bye.